a little boy takes his parents to court in the new film Capernaum. In Lebanon, that title means chaos, and critic Bob Mondello says that's an accurate description of the world the boy lives in.
Zane is skinny, sad-eyed, and about 12 years old, though he's so tiny he could pass for 8. He's running and playing with other kids in the streets of Beirut under the opening credits, but once those credits are done, we see him being led past TV reporters into a courtroom. He barely comes up to the waist of the soldier who's brought him. He looks firmly at the judge, who asks him why he's here.
But then...
I want to sue my parents. Why do you want to sue your parents? Asks the judge. Because I was born. An indictment his mother and father across the courtroom absorb as the film flashes back to their home life, if you can call it that, crammed into a crumbling slum apartment where opiates are dissolved just inches from the mattress where half a dozen kids lie sleeping. Zane does what he can to protect his siblings. He's tough and streetwise despite his size, but when he can't keep his folks from sending off his 11-year-old sister to be married to the landlord, he leaves to live in the streets and look for work in a garish seaside amusement park, where he meets a pink and blue costumed cockroach man, who claims to be Spider-Man's cousin, and an Ethiopian cleaning lady with a baby, but no immigration papers. If he'll keep the baby safe, she decides, she'll give Zane shelter, a home away from home.
Oh, bravo, Zane.
Had Charles Dickens lived in modern-day Beirut, he might have penned a story like Capernaum. Feisty, resourceful kid, stealing food for his adopted family, caring for an infant as life takes cataclysmic turns involving human traffickers, scam artists, cops. Nadine Lubecki has written and directed a couple of lovely small films, but nothing suggesting she would make an epic like this, or shepherd a first-timer like her young star Zane Al-Rafia to such an accomplished performance. That his name, Zane, is the name of his character is very much the point. All her actors are non-professionals, cast because their lives resemble those of the folks in the story she's crafted. They don't just play their parts, they've lived them. On screen, they're surrounded by images that are both tender and wrenching. A mother in jail, squeezing her breast milk onto the floor, sobbing to her absent infant that she's sorry. A bedtime that's a tangle of children's arms and legs, bird's-eye shots of a shantytown stretching for miles. Capernaum, chaos, and at its center, this astonishing child, Zane, who is profane, protective, profoundly compelling, a Dickensian hero in a saga that defies all odds and finds hope in kids doing what they can in a hell made by adults. I'm Bob Mondello.